VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden says the United States is buying and donating hundreds of millions of doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to help save lives, not to get favors or potential concessions from the nearly 100 low-income countries that will be receiving the shots. Biden says the U.S. will buy 500 million doses, with 200 million to be delivered this year and the remainder in the first half of 2022.
We're going to keep manufacturing doses, donating doses, getting jabs, as they say here in the U.K., in arms, until the world has beaten this virus.
The U.S. president is on his first international trip since taking office and spoke after a meeting with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Biden, Johnson, and other leaders of the world's largest economies are meeting for a summit that begins Friday in Cornwall, England. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has extended the expiration date on doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. AP's Jennifer King has details.
Johnson & Johnson says a review by U.S. regulators concluded that their vaccine shots remain safe and effective up to 4.5 months. That's 6 weeks longer than the expiration date on millions of doses that state officials warned might expire before they could be used. The company says the data was based on ongoing studies. Johnson & Johnson's vaccine was highly anticipated because of its refrigeration requirements and one-and-done formula. But only about 11 million Americans have taken that shot, compared to 129 million who've received two doses of either Pfizer or Moderna. Jennifer King, Washington.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell for the sixth straight week as the U.S. economy reopens rapidly after being held back for months by the coronavirus pandemic. The Labor Department reported Thursday that jobless claims fell to 376,000 from 385,000 the week before.